I wanted to key in on a name that I'll never forget because I was at a football game a couple years ago at Arrowhead. You guys might recall, I think it was a Sunday nighter. The Tennessee Titans were in town. And it was a really competitive game. Everybody was frustrated. The Chiefs weren't moving the ball. And Malik Willis was making his first start in the NFL at that time when Ryan Tannehill was hurt. Chiefs end up winning that game, and Malik Willis, I think, throws five times, something like that. They did not trust him to throw the football. Well, Malik Willis is making his first start with the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. We know because Jordan Love is hurt. Packers are playing the Colts. Sure. I can never erase that one game in KC because how bad he looked.
But he only completed five passes, I think, in that game.
If LaFleur can make him look competent to where he's throwing for more than like 120 yards and he doesn't have multiple picks and the Packers win, we got to jump Matt LaFleur to coach of the year odds up. We got to make him a coach of the year favorite immediately.
Isn't it embarrassing? You just said if a quarterback in the NFL can throw for over 120
yards. His over-under is 150 for the game, I believe.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
150
who are they playing again?
I mean, Josh Allen barely threw for that last night, too. I mean, quarterback's yardage are down right now.
Who did Packers play again?
The Colts. I'm picking the Colts in one of my survivor pools.
Oh, good pick.
Thanks to Malik Willis. Thank you very much. Let me give you the exact yardage total for this week. But my point being is, if they get anything out of Malik Willis, boy, oh boy, what a job. Malik Willis, it's got up to 162.5, okay? In fairness, 162.5.
162.5.
I just want to give some props ahead of time to LaFleur if he turns Malik Willis into a competent quarterback for this game.
I know we were all really obviously feeling very scared for Tua last night in that game. I was thinking a little bit more about the player who eventually made the tackle, DeMar Hamlin. Look, we said, like, at the time, it's like they were making a big deal about DeMar Hamlin back at practice, but, like, he wasn't playing. He wasn't a regular part of the team at that time. And now he's their starting safety and playing really good football, honestly. That's an amazing story. Not just that he got back on a football field, but then in addition to that, even though he's a very young player at the time, he has found his way into a starting role for the Buffalo Bills, a team with real aspirations, a contending team in the NFL, and is playing regular starter snaps for this team. Take away the injury stuff last night where he was just the man standing there as Tua eventually ran into him. DeMar Hamlin getting back on the field is still kind of an underrated story now. Felt like at the time they were overplaying him just being back in the facility. Now, after 2 years after that incident, he's on the full-time field as a starter. It's been a really excellent story to watch DeMar Hamlin. I hope he has like a 10-year NFL career because his was a freak thing. He got hit right in the chest, right at the wrong time of his heartbeat. Thank God they saved his life on the football field, and he's still playing great football.
It's really cool to see him back out there. We didn't get a chance to talk to Ben Baby about it, but he had a story about T. Higgins faking an injury. And the idea that he's faking an injury to not play or whatever the heck the case is. He's the guy that can least afford it, to be the complete opposite of it because of the contract situation. We know he's not going to be on the Bengals probably next season, but for his sake, to get paid like what he wants to, guys, him faking an injury doesn't by any means help his case for wanting to get that contract. It doesn't make much sense. Also, real quick. Do you guys see that Everbank Stadium is going to change its name to Trevor Bank Stadium for week two?
He's got
Trevor
a sponsorship
Lawrence.
Deal. They already have a naming rights deal. Why not? That makes sense.
Yeah,
it's a fun little promotion.
Yeah, I don't have any issue with it, right? It's fine. That's actually a funny little play on words. What do I care?
Trevor Bank Stadium.
That's all 32. I did look it up. Malik Willis in the Sunday night game that went to overtime a couple years. 5 of 16 for 80 yards.
16, 5 passes.
And the Chiefs played terribly.
Jeez.
And I say that and Mahomes ended up, he threw the ball 68 times. Mahomes was 43 of 68, 446 and a touchdown and a pick and a 20-17 win. It was a weird game.
What the hell?
Oh my goodness.
Hold on. We might have to just go back as a show at some point and watch that game because
that was Malik Willis' first start.
You're telling me that there was an overtime game that the Kansas City Chiefs played in which one starting quarterback was 5 of 16 for how many yards?
80 yards.
80 yards. Mm-hmm. And the other quarterback threw for 400 yards and threw the ball 60 times.
68 times.
And the game was 20-17.
That's right. I was at the game, as I told you.
I'm sorry. What the hell happened?
How many yards did Derrick Henry have?
I don't remember this game at all. That doesn't make any sense.
I'll never forget it. One, I was in person, but also because Malik Willis was so bad. They didn't trust him to throw the ball, but yet the Chiefs couldn't pull away. Derrick Henry had 115 yards and two touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes also led the Chiefs in rushing that day. Mahomes had 446 through the air, 63 on the ground. Travis Kelce had 106 yards on 10 catches.
What
it was an ugly
line.
Football game. The Titans at one point were up 14-3 in the game. It was just a weird football game.